You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Morning, Gilbert. Welcome to Battle of the Buzz. You are on Team Nico today.
Hi.
Hi.
Love that.
And we have Shama Casagrande.
Yep.
You are on Team Alana today.
Yay.
Yay. Up for grabs today with the Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window opening. Four tickets to see the U.S. men's national team take on Panama at State Farm Stadium on Sunday, January 27th.
Woohoo!
It's going to be a good time. Ladies, let's kick this off correctly. Shama and Alana, we're going to give you guys the first question, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Babe Ruth is associated with what sport?
Baseball.
Nice. Nice, guys. Really on top of your game. I love it.
We try. Lauren
Sorry,
and Nico.
I didn't even ask for your help.
Well, I felt like you had it, so I was good. True or false, Nico and Lauren, a swimming polar bear can jump 8 feet out of the water to surprise a seal.
What do you think, Nico?
I think the answer is to false. True false.
That's super helpful.
I don't know. It sounds realistic to me. I think true.
Yeah, I'll go with true.
And because I like to believe that we live in a Disney movie, I'm sure the polar bear is just like literally surprising the seal, like boop.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. Lunch. Question number two, Shama and Alana. True or false? Pentagons have 7 sides. Is that true or false?
That is false. What do you think, Shama?
I'll go with false.
Woo. Yes, ladies. Pentagons actually have 5 sides. Heptagons have 7 sides.
Oh, look at that. Learn something new every day.
Yep.
All right, question number two, Lauren and Nico. What toy was not named after a U.S. president? Was it A, Lincoln Logs, B, Teddy Bear, or C, G.I. Joe?
What do you think, Nico? I'm thinking G.I. Joe, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Teddy Bear could be very generic. It could be Theodore Roosevelt. But, yeah, let's do C.
Yes, indeed. G.I. Joe, not named after a president. Good job.
Who was it named after?
I don't know.
Do more research next
Sorry.
Time, Alana.
Sorry, I'm only half here today.
Shama, Alana, last question for you, number three. Who was famous for yelling, "The British are coming! The British are coming!" Was it A, Michael Scott? Was it B, Paul Revere? Or was it C, Colonel Sanders?
Shama, let's go with B.
Yeah, let's go with B.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, for the tie, Lauren and Nico, TCU won what Crackers Bowl game yesterday at Chase Field? Was it A, the Ritz Cracker Bowl? Was it B, the Cheez-It Bowl? Or C, the Goldfish Cracker Bowl?
Nico, I think it's D, the Cheez-It Bowl.
Well, I'll go with that.
Yes, it was the Cheez-It Bowl. All right, moving on to the tiebreaker question. We can't help you guys, but Shama, since we answered first, we're going to let Lauren go ahead and take first dibs at this. Person closest to the number will win the tickets to the soccer match, okay?
Okay.
All right. Last year at New York's Times Square, when the ball dropped, it was very, very cold. What was the temperature? Lauren?
Oh, that's a good question. About 5 degrees.
5. And Shama, how cold was it?
Oh, let's see. 5 degrees. What? I'm going to say 6 degrees.
You went the right direction, Shama. It was actually 9 degrees. That means you're going to go see the U.S. men's team take on Panama at State Farm Stadium on Sunday, January 27th.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Aw, Lauren, we came so close. Great job, though. Thank you so much for playing today.
Thank you.
Shama, congratulations.
Woo! You can go into 2019 knowing you are the best.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.